claim, FBI investigates California politicians' call for gangs to stop ICE. By Elizabeth Weibel on June 24, 2025. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, is reportedly investigating a California lawmaker's call to gang members to defend their hoods from U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents. In a post on X, Fox News's Bill Melligan posted a video that appeared to show Cudahy Vice Mayor Cynthia Gonzalez questioning where 18th Street and Florencia 13 gang members were, now that their hoods are being invaded by the biggest gang there is. Gonzalez claimed that ICE agents were running amuck all up in the gang's territory. "Not for nothing, but I want to know where all the colos are at in Los Angeles," Gonzalez says. "18th Street, Florencia, where's the leadership at? Because you guys are all about territory. And this is 18th Street and this is Florencia. You guys tag everything up, claiming hood, and now that your hood's being invaded by the biggest gang there is, there ain't a peep out of you. It's everyone else who's not about the gang life that's out there protesting and speaking up. We're out there like fighting our turf, protecting our turf, protecting our people, and like where you at?" Gonzalez added. Gonzalez continued to warn gang members against claiming blocks or territory if they weren't going to show up and help out. "I don't want to hear a peep out of you once they're gone. Trying to claim that this is my block," Gonzalez added. "This was not your block, you weren't even here helping out." Melligan wrote in his post that federal sources claimed that Gonzalez is under FBI investigation after allegedly posting the video. "I'm told Cynthia Gonzalez posted the video late last week, then deleted it, and that the FBI later visited her home and she is under active federal investigation," Melligan added. Gonzalez posted on her social media that the FBI came to her house, and she needs a lawyer. Department of Homeland Security, DHS. Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin previously told Breitbart News that new data released by DHS showed that law enforcement is now facing a 500% increase in assaults while carrying out enforcement operations. McLaughlin cited the recent arrest of Roberto Carlos Munoz, an illegal alien and convicted child sex offender, who dragged an ICE agent 50 yards with his car. McLaughlin pointed to the recent arrest of Roberto Carlos Munoz, an illegal alien and convicted child sex offender, who dragged an ICE agent 50 yards with his car as he attempted to evade arrest in Bloomington, Minnesota. "Just this week, an ICE officer was dragged 50 yards by a car while arresting an illegal alien sex offender. Every day the men and women of ICE put their lives on the line to protect and defend the lives of American citizens," McLaughlin said. In a post on X, White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller pointed out that ICE officers are being subjected to extreme violence and deadly assaults on a daily basis as Democrats wage their sinister campaign of destruction and hate. Miller shared a post from DHS, in which the agency showed a video of a man with a weed whacker. DHS claimed that the man had assaulted federal law enforcement with a weed whacker.